When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Let's start to draw lines. All right, who takes the accountability? Who draws the most blame for the Deshaun trade? What was Kevin's role in it? What was Barry's role? Just trying to ask the specific questions. We might not get specific.
I'm dying to hear what he says. Okay, I don't want to poo poo it before the conversation has even happened.
Sounds like you're going to poo poo it.
I'm gonna. But Albert surprises us. He surprises us often. But I'll tell you this right now: Jimmy Haslam could walk through that door right now and say, "Hey, listen, JP, Nick, thanks for having me on the show."
Candidly.
You
gotta say candidly.
As far as I'm concerned, my recollection of it, and I'll just tell this to you guys, not for on-air purposes, just us just having a conversation, I had nothing to do with it. It was all Stefanski, it was all Andrew Berry, and I'd say I don't believe you. And same thing, though. He could come in here and say it was all my decision, and I would tell him I don't believe you either. At this point, we're so far removed from it, and we didn't have the details at the time, and we never are going to have the details, that I'm not believing any leaks. I'm not believing anyone of this side is telling this side, or this side is saying it to this side, because at this point, it is in the best interest of Stefanski and Berry to not be the ones that made the decision on it, and it's also in the best interest of Haslam to, you know, not be the one that went ahead and called the code red. And so I just think we're never going to have a true, honest answer on it.
But we do have Albert coming up in about 30 minutes. We want to make sure to listen to that one.
Please listen. I don't want to. Right. He's got other information that I care about deeply.
So I do think, because we got some calls on this I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I because you are more in the defending Kevin conversation, I want to hear your biggest Stefanski gripe. And as the number one Kevin Stefanski, as not even a hater, just guy who's willing to say that this isn't great, I'll give you the biggest gripe, but I want you to go first.
Okay. The biggest problem I have with Stefanski. Oh, no. Oh, no. Nothing's coming to me. Great. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
I had something in between the break, and my computer's busted, and I didn't write it down, and now I feel bad.
You're the one that always tells me to write down good ideas.
Man, it's so easy for me to come up with things that I hate, and it's so easy for me to come up with things that I like. And when it comes to Stefanski, there was one really... Oh, no, I can't even put that on him. I'm sorry. I was going to say the penalties, but it turns out John Harbaugh leads the NFL in penalties, so I can't even do that right now, Nick.
I think the best thing about Stefanski is he's a really good offensive head coach. And now, I don't know that makes him a good head coach,
mm-hmm.
but he's a really good offensive coach. And the concern for me is the penalties are real. The concern for me is there's some sort of nonsense almost every year that we have to deal with. This year, the latest has been the Juan Thornhill on the treadmill thing. It's been a couple things. The end of the New Orleans game. And just in general, I don't know he's a great communicator either. So those three things are really concerning to me. But I will tell you, I think he is a, when it comes to scheming up an offense, I do think he might be, as a coordinator, on the level of Shanahan and McVay, as like maybe they're better at the other head coaching things. Is that a good defense of Kevin Samantha? That's like an honest like compliment to Kevin.
When I talk about the best things I like about him, I think that's one of the, that's at the top of the list. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's go. Where do you want to go? You call it.
Let's go with Rodney.
Ah, it's because he agrees with you.
No, Rodney, it's because I'm on an island here and no one's agreeing with me about Stefanski. So it's nice. What? It's me and Jason Lloyd. So Rodney, it's nice to hear from you.
Hey guys, how you doing? I think that you know, letting go of the coach is one of the most asinine things that we can do, and I'll tell you why. You're looking at a guy just 1 year removed from being coach of the year to them in the playoffs. Yeah, has he made some mistakes? Yeah, but name you one. Have to look around at your division,
Rodney. Real quick, you know, Rodney,
let me
real
just
quick.
Say this.
I'm gonna give you another chance to say what you want, buddy. But just real quick, because you've said he's made some mistakes. What do you think his mistakes are?
I think they took too long to move to another quarterback.
Okay.
All right. But my point is, you got to look at it and survey your division. The Steelers are a model of consistency. The Ravens are becoming a model of consistency. The Bengals are becoming a model of consistency. You can't keep doing this. It's a hallmark to a bad team. It's like being left back in school and you say, you'll never catch up. You're never going to catch up in this division. And I'm not even from this area. I'm from Detroit. I like Cleveland because they're like the Lions to me. But you keep doing this same pattern of getting rid of your coach and your front office, you will be labeled as unstable and dysfunctional.
Rodney, it's been 5 years.
Wait a minute. You know what? Again, your organization, the thing you key and you missed is that this organization wasn't ready to run as quickly as it thought it was. The key issues that you are having is that, one, is you lost five coaches, five critical coaches. People doesn't really talk about that.
Yeah, why'd you
but
lose
you
him?
Can't keep, well, why'd again, you, is,
they
again,
fire
is, it, all right, but what I'm saying, though, is that you don't keep doing this same stuff. And you ask the question, well, why has it happened to Tomlin? What hasn't happened to Tomlin is because they have a system in place. Their system will only allow them to fall so far.
But Rodney, they go through coordinators every 3 years. They've had Todd Haley and Bruce Arians and Fichtner and then different defensive coordinators too.
Consistency. Right, but who's been consistent? Tomlin.
Rodney, we got to run, buddy. But I appreciate your call. Okay. By the way, Cincinnati is a 453 winning record. They haven't been to the playoffs for 2 years. I don't know what Cincinnati's maybe. You want to go Baltimore, Pittsburgh, I'll give you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at Cincinnati and being like, we're really far behind Cincinnati.
Biggest gripe is his press conferences. Is that a cop-out?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I knew it was. I knew it was.
I like that we can at least have that moment, though.
It was when I said it.
The 5 and 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.